Whenever we hear a bracha from someone else, a din requires that we should answer amen. This is even more so if I want to be yotzei with the bracha. Let's say the Baal Tekeh says the bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar, and I want to be yotzei with the bracha, so then for sure you should say amen. The Gemara says, however, even if you didn't say amen, Shomeya Keonet, even if you just paid attention, but you have to pay attention. If you paid attention to the bracha, from the beginning to the end, even if you didn't say amen, so the din says that one is yotzei the bracha. From the Rambam, it may appear, it's not necessarily 100% clear, but the Rambam, it may appear that there are several exceptions to the rule. It may possibly be that when you bench a mezuman, medina the Gemara, the one who is mezamen is supposed to say the whole bichas hamos, not loud till the end, till the olam ayichasreinu. That's the end of the benching, and all the harachmans are a minig from the days of the Gaonim. So from the Rambam it would appear that even today, that everybody benches together softly with the mezamen, but the mezamen is supposed to say the whole benching out loud, and everybody else should answer amen. So it may be mashma from the Rambam that by benching mezumen and by chazaras hashatz of the Shemana Esrei, if the rest of the people, the tzibba, don't answer amen, that you're not yotzei. Why? This is a tfilas hatzibur, dichus hamazim b'chabura, and if you don't have audience participation, then it's not considered tfilas hatzibur, it's not considered dichus hamazim b'chabura. That's a diuk in the Rambam that many gedolim make. Now, the Gemara says the proper way to answer amen is, after the one says the bracha, after he completes the final syllable of the bracha, the Gemara says you shouldn't answer amen yisayma. Ayasa means one who doesn't have a parent. Chalila. So amen yisayma means the person says, shakon di b'dvara, I wait 5 seconds, then I say amen. Supposed to say amen immediately. Then sometimes there's an amen chatufa, also not correct. I say amen before the person finished the bracha. This is more common than amen yisayma. A lot of times, the chazan is repeating the Shemona Esrei, and the nigan that he has is such that he leads the people on to say amen before he completes the final syllable. So this is not right. Once you neither answer amen too early, shouldn't be amen chatufa, you shouldn't chap. Chatufa means to chap, to say amen too soon. And one shouldn't say amen yisayma. By Rabbi Soloveitchik and by Radavala Soloveitchik here in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have this paid them more so on Rosh Hashanah. They used to announce, Rabbi Soloveitchik would announce every year before Tkiyah Shofar that everybody should answer Amen to the Chazaras Hashatz, but they shouldn't begin to answer Amen till the Chazan finishes the final syllable of every bracha. Because if you don't answer Amen properly, it's considered as if you didn't answer Amen. And if you don't answer Amen to the Chazaras Hashatz, it would appear from the Lashon HaRambam that you're not yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz. And if you're not yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz, then you haven't fulfilled the din, possibly a din deraisa, of having tkiyas al seder habrachas. You're supposed to listen to the tkiyas shofar along the brachas of the Chazaras Hashatz. If you don't have people answering amen properly to the Chazaras Hashatz, it would appear from the Rambam, no one's yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz. Not yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz, and not yotzei the din, which some hold is a takana de rabbana. Another told is perhaps a din d'oraisa, but you're supposed to have kiyas al seder habrachas. Have a nice day.